It is April 18th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Welcome to tax day in the U.S. Normally taxes are due on April 15th, but the day can't fall on a weekend or a holiday. April 15th was last Saturday, and Monday was District of Columbia's observance of Emancipation Day. Thus, April 18th is tax deadline day in the U.S. this year. The bigger story of the day, though, is the sale of the American Financial Exchange, AFX, founded and led by Dr. Richard Sandor, to Seven Ridge, the owners of Trading Technologies. AFX is home to the Ameribor Index, and its various futures products trade on the Cboe Futures Exchange, a relationship that will continue under the new AFX ownership. This is the second significant exit for Doc Sandor. He sold the Chicago Climate Exchange and related assets to the Intercontinental Exchange back in 2010. Sandor founded AFX in 2015 after creating the American Interbank Offered Rate, Ameribor, after LIBOR fell apart amid a scandal and new short-term interest rate benchmarks were being created to fill the void. Having spawned the uber-popular 30-year Treasury bond futures at the Chicago Board of Trade during his years as the exchange's chief economist, Sandor tried his hand at the short end of the curve with the Ameribor to see if lightning would strike twice. While Ameribor futures have experienced a modicum of success at times, they now have less than 200 contracts of open interest on Cboe and have been sulfurcated in the marketplace by the CME Group's replacement for Eurodollar futures. The Ameribor index itself is seeing more success being used in loan deals, though the hedging is likely being done in other interest rate products or tools. This is a terrific pickup by Seven Ridge, giving them a conduit for financial innovation through AFX and CBOE. Doc Sandor will stay on at AFX as Chairman Emeritus. Where have I heard that title before? Seven Ridge will be investing both financial and human capital into AFX, with Jeff Marin leading the effort. Marin is a veteran of IHS Market, GFI Group, and Campaign Financier Tradition, and joined Seven Ridge in January of this year as a managing director. Speaking of Cboe, Matt Sharpe is jumping from his longtime home of Eurex in Chicago to CBOE Digital. Sharpe, a former professional musician who still regularly plays paid gigs on the weekend, focused on fixed income products at Eurex. He joins a CBOE Digital team that is in a sweet spot with a regulated crypto derivatives offering. Mike Wilkins announced he is starting a new position as head of go-to-market at Velix. Von Joseph is now the head of innovation at Skillfully. We are working to set up an interview with the founder of the Greenwood Project to learn more about his departure from the organization and his plans for the future. Baton Systems won the Best FX Settlement and Risk Mitigation Solution Award at the FX Markets Asia FX Awards 2023. Congratulations to Baton President Jerome Kemp and his team. Elon Musk has created an international incident and insulted our very polite northern neighbors, the Canadians. Canadian public broadcaster CBC has joined NPR in quitting Twitter, saying the label government-funded media, meaning that officials determine editorial content, is untrue and deceptive, the Wall Street Journal reported. The JLN team is headed to the Options Industry Conference next week in Nashville with our video team. Do you have an announcement or story you want to tell? Contact me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com to set up an interview. The Morningstar Sustainability Atlas found that Europe and Hong Kong are leaders among countries in ESG practices. The United States has healthy carbon metrics, but controversies among some U.S. companies lowered its total score. The report examines the sustainability profiles of Morningstar's 48 country-specific equity indexes. The country indexes include developed and emerging markets and represent 97% of global market capitalization. A series of maps demonstrate the Morningstar Portfolio Sustainability Score across a range of country indexes. Register to download a free PDF of the Morningstar Sustainability Atlas with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our FIA Boca coverage. RJO President Dan Staniford talks with John Lothian News about sales, handling volatility, and Johnny O'Brien's induction into the FIA Hall of Fame. Dan Staniford, president of R.J. O'Brien & Associates, RJO, talked with John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about sales, risk management, and the culture fit with its newly acquired firm, Lombard Forte. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. CME to add daily expirations on Bitcoin and Ether futures options. Derivatives Marketplace Chicago Mercantile Exchange is adding to its cryptocurrency offerings with daily expirations for Bitcoin, BTC, and Ether, ETH, futures options contracts, the company said in a press release on Monday. Effective May 22nd, Bitcoin and Ether futures options will have expirations Mondays through Fridays. Contracts based on micro-sized Bitcoin and Ether futures will add Tuesdays and Thursdays as expiration dates to the current slate of Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. All of this is in addition to the monthly and quarterly expirations now available. My comment. In Tom Cashman's John Lothian Profiles video, the thing he says that he would do if he could start all over is learn to use tools like options. That has never been more true than today, as more and more options are available to trade, including the exploding in popularity 0-day to expiration options. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, few banks are hedging interest rate risk. A recent paper focuses on how banks handle rising rates. Few U.S. banks protected themselves against rising interest rates during the Federal Reserve's monetary tightening campaign last year, according to a research paper that says unhedged securities holdings are more widespread than investors might realize. The paper limited hedging and gambling for resurrection by U.S. banks during the 2022 monetary tightening contends that hundreds of other banks share that risk, which played a role in the collapse last month of Silicon Valley Bank. The paper didn't single out individual institutions, instead presenting an analysis of aggregate data. My comment, a contagion of stupidity? Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, how geckos can help us save the planet. The corporate world is using biomimicry to harness the genius of nature and find sustainable solutions. For millions of years, humans have mimicked nature, but Now, more and more companies are looking to nature for solutions to some of the world's biggest problems, a process known as biomimicry. Airbus is taking inspiration from the dragonfly and its piercing 360-degree vision to help its aircraft see and maneuver better. NASA is studying the way a stingray swims to design a planetary exploration model for the extreme weather of Venus. San Francisco Airport recently built part of a terminal with concrete made from waste carbon dioxide, an airport spokesman said, mimicking the way coral reefs are built. Ford avoids the word biomimicry, but says it used processes inspired by nature to design what will be its first carbon-neutral vehicle manufacturing and battery campus in Tennessee. My comment, our life is in the hands of Martin the Gecko from the Geico Car Insurance. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most read story Monday was CME versus ASX, a cage match with only one winner from the Intelligent Investor. Second was the Financial Times all-to-all trading offers fix for illiquid treasury markets. Third was Bloomberg's ChatGPT threat makes healthcare jobs more promising than finance tech. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is a press release from the American Financial Exchange. American Financial Exchange acquired by SevenRidge. Transaction builds on AFX structure to expand and enhance Ameribor adoption. The American Financial Exchange, an electronic exchange for direct lending and borrowing for American banks and financial institutions, today announced that 100% of the company was acquired by SevenRidge, a specialized growth equity firm invested in transformative technologies for financial services. The acquisition by SevenRidge, which closed last week, will enable AFX to accelerate its growth trajectory and expand its network of members borrowing and lending on its platform, as well as further adoption of its unique credit-sensitive Ameribor benchmark. The next story is from the Financial Times. ChatGPT versus the markets. Can generative AI finally crack finance? By Robin Wigglesworth. Like a lot of outlets, we've been writing a fair bit about generative AI lately, and specifically its implications for the finance industry. With so much going on and so many hucksters jumping on the bandwagon, it's difficult to separate AI hype from reality. The good news is that the likes of ChatGPT would probably fail a CFA exam, can't hold a monetizable tune, and tend to act like dumb momentum jockeys when it comes to investing. The bad news is that they could get degrees in economics and the law and would probably be able to replace a junior sell-side analyst. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. SEC Chair Gensler to defend climate crypto plans before GOP-led panel. House Republicans and industry groups say SEC Chair's agenda shows regulatory overreach. Securities and Exchange Commission Chair Gary Gensler is set to defend his regulatory agenda Tuesday before a House panel that has grown hostile to his plans under Republican leadership of the committee. The SEC is the cop on the beat watching out for your constituents, Mr. Gensler said in prepared remarks for the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee. He framed his plans as necessary to protect investors and markets in an era of rapid technological change and emerging risks. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.